Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Now listen to the recording.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jack. Welcome to another episode of our program, New Trends. On today's show, we've got Lucy. Good morning, Lucy. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You're here today to talk about the trend visible mending. Lucy, can you explain what visible mending is?
Well, visible mending. Mending refers to repairing, fixing. And visible is something you can see. And those two things together are a beautiful way to repair your clothing. Visible mending dates back to the Japanese sashiko technique from the 17th century. At that time, clothing was very expensive. And so it was important to make it last as long as possible. You could make your clothing last longer through mending. Then these clothes could be passed down through the generations.
Now, I see you here, and you are clearly not Japanese, and you are not from the 17th century. So how did you come across this technique?
Funny you ask. A year ago, I broke my leg, and I had to stay at home. I was just desperate, looking for something to do.
And then you came across sashiko.
Yes, my grandmother was a great influence on me. She had been a dressmaker when she was young, and she taught me to be mindful and look after my clothes. After leaving school, I started to make my own clothes.
Which means that, despite not being from Japan, you were still kind of born into this tradition.
As a matter of fact, yes. A while ago, I began to buy clothes in secondhand shops, and sometimes they needed to be mended.
I can imagine that you are quite the inspiration for other young people. How do you inspire them to follow your example?
Well, I have my own website. There, I post photos of my creatively mended clothes, and I also give them tips on how to do it themselves.
That makes it seem like there is quite the philosophy behind the idea of sashiko.
In the past, if you mended your clothes, that was a sign that you couldn't afford to buy new clothes. This all changed in the 1970s with those punk styles, where your very clothing became a protest against society. Now, young people and adults buy new, cheap, ripped clothing, and that's considered trendy.
And then they throw them away and buy new clothes because the old ones are no longer trendy. And what exactly is the key to your success? Because your blog and your websites are quite popular.
Well, I'd say we all have that dear favorite pair of jeans, old with stains or holes, and now we can save it, give it a fresh, modern look, and a personal touch.
Thank you, Lucy, for coming on the show and sharing this with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Anyway, more after the break.
Now, listen again.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jack. Welcome to another episode of our program, New Trends. On today's show, we've got Lucy. Good morning, Lucy. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You're here today to talk about the trend visible mending. Lucy, can you explain what visible mending is?
Well, Visible mending. Mending refers to repairing, fixing. And visible is something you can see. And those two things together are a beautiful way to repair your clothing. Visible mending dates back to the Japanese sashiko technique from the 17th century. At that time, clothing was very expensive, and so it was important to make it last as long as possible. You could make your clothing last longer through mending. Then these clothes could be passed down through the generations.
Now, I see you here, and you are clearly not Japanese, and you are not from the 17th century. So, how did you come across this technique?
Funny you ask. A year ago, I broke my leg, and I had to stay at home. I was just desperate, looking for something to do.
And then you came across sashiko.
Yes, my grandmother was a great influence on me. She had been a dressmaker when she was young, and she taught me to be mindful and look after my clothes. After leaving school, I started to make my own clothes.
Which means that, despite not being from Japan, you were still kind of born into this tradition.
As a matter of fact, yes. A while ago, I began to buy clothes in secondhand shops, and sometimes they needed to be mended.
I can imagine that you are quite the inspiration for other young people. How do you inspire them to follow your example?
Well, I have my own website. There, I post photos of my creatively mended clothes. And I also give them tips on how to do it themselves.
That makes it seem like there is quite the philosophy behind the idea of sashiko.
In the past, if you mended your clothes, that was a sign that you couldn't afford to buy new clothes. This all changed in the 1970s with those punk styles, where your very clothing became a protest against society. Now, young people and adults buy new, cheap, ripped clothing, and that's considered trendy.
And then they throw them away and buy new clothes because the old ones are no longer trendy. And what exactly is the key to your success? Because your blog and your websites are quite popular.
Well, I'd say we all have that dear favorite pair of jeans, old with stains or holes. And now we can save it. Give it a fresh, modern look and a personal touch.
Thank you, Lucy, for coming on the show and sharing this with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Anyway, more after the break.
This is the end of the task. This is the end of the listening part.